welcome to Academicast, Texas Tech University's bi-weekly podcast series from the Office of the Provost. I'm Scott Erlbeck, and I'll be covering the top academic stories on campus. Later in the program, Provost Bob Smith will spotlight Student of Integrated Scholarship Jordan Wallace. First, the news. University College recently welcomed visitors who are offering Texas Tech's English language educational programs in classrooms in Brazil. Through TTU ISD, students explore a range of subjects, including economics and American history. Rosella Beer coordinates TTU ISD's educational program at the Leonardo da Vinci School in Brazil.
Normally, students, when they take their entrance test, they might be very immature and disorganized. They might not like reading nor writing. And so I believe that the program helps them with writing skills. It makes them better at writing Portuguese as well. So they learn things in the program that they transfer into other subjects.
At the Da Vinci School, TTU ISD courses complement Brazil's required curriculum. So students who complete their Brazilian courses along with the TTU ISD program receive two diplomas when they graduate.
They're going to be very good at whatever they choose to do. So they're going to be very good lawyers or doctors or engineers. A very good percentage entered, you know, Universidade de São Paulo, which is our top university, the best of the best. And it's not easy to get to USP. That's what it's called. I would say 70% of the group that graduated passed. So I consider that excellent. They are prepared.
Beer and other visitors from Brazil came to Texas Tech to explore further opportunities in their TTU ISD partnership. Childhood obesity tops the third edition of the online research magazine Texas Tech Discoveries. The recently launched magazine spotlights scientists who are working to promote healthy eating habits and lifestyle choices for children in West Texas. The magazine also features articles on archaeological excavation in the UK, crocodile species in Cuba, and preservation of the quail population in Texas. Texas Tech Discoveries is produced by the Office of the Vice President for Research. A team of graduate business students is celebrating their first place finish in the Texas Shootout MBA Challenge. Students from the Rawls College of Business won $5,000 for their site redevelopment plan of the Union Station in downtown Dallas. Texas Tech's proposal topped entries from the University of Texas, Texas A&M, and several other universities in the state. The event was hosted by the North Texas chapter of the Commercial Real Estate Development Association. Along with a commitment to academics, students of Integrated Scholarship pursue a course of lifelong learning through their dedication to active learning. Modes of active learning include internships, service learning experiences, undergraduate and graduate research, and opportunities to study abroad. In this edition of Academicast, Provost Bob Smith spotlights a student of Integrated Scholarship, Jordan Wallace.
Driven by his interests in mathematics and the intricacies of commerce, Jordan Wallace came to Texas Tech to pursue a degree in business. He accomplished his goal, graduating with a bachelor's in general business in December 2011. One of the keys to Wallace's success was his engagement in active learning through participation in internships and service learning courses. Indeed, his most valuable opportunity arose after a chance meeting with Lee Lewis, whose namesake construction company was primarily responsible for the new Rawls College of Business Administration.
At that time, they were doing the demolition on the old dorms that were here, and just so happened I'd ran into Lee Lewis, who was the general contractor on the project, and expressed to him my interest in wanting to become part of the company and be on this project so I could find a way to serve my school and learn at the same time outside of the classroom.
Wallace began interning with the construction firm in 2009 while he was still in school. Since graduating, he has joined the company as a full-time employee.
I think it's mainly because of that intern that I participated in that I was able to get such a good job opportunity coming out of college. One thing that Lee's told me is very important is exercising different limits and going beyond what the person right next to you is doing and going and finding something that's beyond what the minimum level is these days.
In addition to his internship at Lee Lewis, Wallace has been actively engaged in service learning courses. He has also participated in a number of community outreach projects.
The main one that I participate in is the neonatal clinic over at the University Medical Center, and it's a program designed through Children's Miracle Network, and we've done numerous events over the past 3 years, one being Dance Marathon. So I'd met somebody that worked in Children's Miracle Network. She invited me to go walk through there, and on the second floor of the UMC, you see these babies that are smaller than your hand, and you see them, your heart kind of pours out to them.
Attesting to his initiative and commitment to service, Wallace established a nonprofit organization that further benefits the neonatal program at the University Medical Center.
We are in the process of putting a plan together and picking events that interact with fraternities. The fraternity that I was in at Texas Tech, we did an event called Fight Night back whenever I was a student at Texas Tech, and we raised a lot of money. And it was really well organized, and so I became more interested in finding different ways to create events in order to raise money. And right now, all of our proceeds, like I said, go straight to Children's Miracle Network at University Medical Center.
Not one to rest on his laurels, Wallace encourages other students to become involved, as he did, in activities outside of Texas Tech's lecture halls, studios, and laboratories.
Go out there. Find something you're interested in. Don't use the excuse that you hear most college students saying, well, I don't have enough time for this, or my classes are taking up all my schedule, or there's a party this weekend, or something, you know, that would take you off of your main focus. And you're in college to get a good education, and you don't have to be in the classroom to actually learn that. There's many people throughout Texas Tech that can connect you with local business owners and get you involved, and ultimately that's where you want to get your experience, is in the field that you're trying to reach.
Indeed, Jordan Wallace's undergraduate experience has been enriched by his leadership and service efforts to give back to his community. Some years ago, author Forrester Church noted, and I quote, "To be fulfilled, we need to recognize, all of us, that the world doesn't owe us a living. Rather, we owe the world a living. And in the brief time that is given to us, we must somehow learn to give ourselves away," end quote. There's no doubt that other students would find their own lives similarly enhanced by following Wallace's and Church's advice. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. If you would like to learn more about Texas Tech's Students of Integrated Scholarship, please visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. And finally, Academicast would like to congratulate the newest members of Phi Beta Kappa at Texas Tech. The university inducted 70 students into its chapter. Phi Beta Kappa is the oldest honor society in the nation, and only 3 public universities in Texas host chapters. That concludes this edition of Academicast. If you would like to learn more about our program or the stories featured here, please visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Thanks for listening, and join us again in 2 more weeks for the latest academic news from Texas Tech University.